Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, welcome. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So Lunchbox has called a flower delivery shop, right?
Yeah, I called the flower shop and wanted to order some flowers for my wife. And I wanted to see if she would write certain something on the card.
Oh, so that's the joke.
The joke is the card. It's not about the flowers. The flowers are, you know, they're a secondary.
And what's the joke? What do you ask him to write?
I want him to write the lyrics to Honky Tonk but Donkey Donk. It's so hard to say that.
Forrest, this is speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was just calling to try and get some flowers for my wife for Valentine's Day. And I was wondering, you know, how much would a dozen roses cost me?
1 dozen long stem roses arranged sits at 100.
Okay. And can you write this on the card for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready? It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk badonka-donk. Do you have that? Can you repeat that?
I have. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk. And then what was the last part?
Badonka-donk.
Badonka-donk. Okay.
Keeping perfect rhythm, making you want to swing along.
Swing along.
Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee.
And ooh-wee.
Shut my mouth, slap your grandma. Honky-tonk, badonka-donk. And that's it. That's all I want on the card.
Okay. Let me read it back to you.
Okay.
It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk, badonka-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, making them want to swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee, shut my mouth. Slap your grandma, honky-tonk, badonk-a-donk.
I mean, I think that's a compliment.
It definitely is. I agree with that one. And what is your billing address?
I mean, you can hear the phone ringing in the background. Like, her time was just wasted.
They're busy.
Yeah, it's almost Valentine's Day. You hear, so how did you end the call?
No, she asked my address. I got nervous. I hung up.
Oh, that is you just hanging out.
I just hung up.
So you walked her through all that and you hung up?
I walked her through all that, and then she asked me for my address.
Why would you get nervous?
And I didn't know what to say because I'm like, oh, I don't really want to.
69 Badonkadonk Lane.
Yeah, it's easy for you to think of now. Where were you when I was doing the call? You could have said that to me. And I just hung up.
Can you imagine I just sit beside Lunchbox and feed him lines during a prank call? Funny, though. That's pretty funny. Okay, it's that time of the morning where we open up the mailbag. Let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been married for almost 11 years. And recently, I was sitting next to my wife and I see she has a DM on her Instagram. And notice it's a message that she sent to a male celebrity with two emojis that have hearts as eyes.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure how to feel about this. Yes, we all have that one celebrity that we find attractive. But my thinking is, if she can do this to a celebrity, what makes me think that she couldn't send something like this to a non-celebrity? Am I overthinking this? Thank you. Signed, Anonymous. Amy, be the wife. Like, okay. Tell me, why are you doing that?
My first thing is that he's overthinking it. I feel like because you send it to a celebrity, that means it's like not real. It's just maybe the celebrity, I don't know the contents of the DM. Was she reacting to something he posted? Because what if he posted a picture of him and his baby? And
or
she's
puppy.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
that
heart eyes,
yeah.
Heart eyes. I mean, that means nothing. So I feel like until there's more substance here to get worked up about, don't create or give yourself anxiety over something that doesn't even exist.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is, as Morgan would say, a yellow flag. It's not a red flag.
Yeah.
But it is a yellow flag to go, I wonder what this is. You can even ask her. You're sitting next to her. Hey, you just sent Ryan Gosling some heart eyes.
And she's like, yeah, because he'll never see it.
And then you're like, do you mind if I send Dua Lipa some heart? Yeah, I don't know what the...
She'd say, go for it.
I don't know what the approach is.
Good luck.
But I would think as long as the message isn't, hey, if you're ever in town, here's my cell phone.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that part a little different.
That's different.
And I'm kind of torn on this, and I'll tell you why. I don't think this is something that should create a big fight because you don't know the context. Find out the context. It's your wife. You've been together 11 years.
Yeah.
You can ask her.
Yeah.
No, by reading this email, I don't think it's a big deal. That being said, Amy made a point where people send messages to celebrities because it's not real. And I know how people think that, but I would tell you we are in an age now where it is easier to reach people.
True.
And they may be looking at those messages and they do feel very real, especially if you're mean. Like I get some hateful messages where people just don't think I'm a real person. My wife gets hateful messages. Or people don't think she's a real person. Like she is a literal human with emotions that when you, so me too. When you say something that is extremely cutting or personal, it sucks. And so I would also say this about getting into comments or fights with other people on Facebook. Just because they're far away and you really don't know them doesn't mean they're not real people. If we approached speaking to people on the internet like we do in real life, I think we wouldn't have a lot of that. Some of that says vile, man. And I know that a lot of the people that are awful on the internet aren't awful in human, in like real human world. And that's what stinks. We should act online like we act in real life. At least a little more like that. Because it is tough. And I have friends in the music industry that get messages. And it's hard. It's really hard. Because people think, well, they're not real. They're not going to read this. They're not. No, it sucks. It sucks. But I don't think this is anything to worry about.
Yeah.
That's just my sidebar. Anything you'd like to say to that, Amy?
Yeah. I mean, well, when you put it that way, yeah. Yes, they are real. And comments might be seen. But I think if she's throwing it out there to a celebrity she follows online, it could be completely harmless.
And I give you permission. If anybody attacks me or my wife in the comments, attack them back. I give you full permission. Go at them. Let them know. Fight fire with fire. That's what I say.
Well, I've noticed too, if I ever reply to something mean, whether it's an email or a comment, then they come back with, oh my gosh, I listen to the show every day, big fan. And I'm like, wait, what?
I hope you die. I got one. I hope you die. You're ruining radio. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm just doing the show that I'm doing me. And they're like, oh, you read these? Oh, well, we do listen for an hour every morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you just hoped I died.
Yeah.
You just hope I in a violent crash. And now we're cool. So anyway, we had dinner the next night. It was great.
Yeah. Y'all are friends now.
Yeah. Nothing to worry about, buddy. You can even ask her about it. You've been married 11 years. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This couple in San Antonio, they got a divorce. And they told their son about it, who was 4. He's now turned 5, but... they got him a teddy bear to cope with the divorce. And they were like, hey, if you're feeling sad, this is the teddy bear to have. Keep it with you. You can hug the teddy bear. Teddy bear went to therapy. It's just a thing. The teddy bear was always constant whenever they told him they were getting divorced and whenever they were going through it. Well, he lost the bear. The 5-year-old took the bear with him everywhere, including a camping trip. And they were away from camp. Someone stole everything, including the bear. So he's like, where's the bear? So the kid asked on a video, hey, anybody know where the bear is? So the mom posted the video on social media, and hundreds of people commented. They got 25 replacements sent to him from across the country. They decided to donate all but one of them. And so there are all these kids now that have bears as well, plus the one that they have, all because people just saw it on social media.
Wow.
Here's a clip of the mom talking about the lesson her son learned.
For every one bad person that there is in the world, there are 20, 30, 40 good people that want to see you smile.
So we're glad he's got a bear, and we hope he's getting through it okay. Love that story. Love everybody who reached out and helped that kid. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy, talk to me about texting and driving.
Well, I've always been really bad at it. I get distracted, and especially at lights or if a text comes in, I'm like, oh, okay, I can just check it real quick. But I always have my kids in my car, and my daughter... That sounds really bad. But my daughter's...
Yeah, I'm always driving and texting my kids.
No, it's not like if I'm going 70 down the highway, but... I know that I've been guilty of doing it, and especially at lights, and I get distracted, and my daughter's almost 15, and she's going to start doing driver's ed. Next thing you know, she's going to be 16, and I don't want her getting distracted by text messages, even at lights. So trying to lead by example, and I'm turning on that message you'll receive. Like, if I'm driving and you text me, you'll get the message, you know, so I'm driving right now, I'll respond once I'm done or something.
Yeah.
So
you're just trying to stop.
That's new me.
Let's be honest here. You're just trying to stop texting and driving so your daughter doesn't text and
drive. Yeah, you have to lead by example. Mm-hmm. I can't expect her to do it if she's seen me do it. Mm-hmm. So this is me holding myself accountable and then also showing her, like, hey, you're not the only one that has to, you know, stay off your phone when you're driving.
What I do, because if you get in an accident and that phone is thrust forward... and it's down by your feet, and let's say they have to jerk you out of a car, they know you're on your phone.
Correct.
So what I do is I put my phone in the passenger seat. Now, I will grab it at lights, and I always get honked at. Like, I know I'm about to get about 3 honks a day because I won't go. I'll just be looking at my phone. Oh, hey, sorry, buddy. Throw my hand up. That happens quite often, and it's probably not legal. And I don't text, but occasionally I'll look over at a text, which I shouldn't do. I've cut back 80%, 80 to 85%, but I always put it in the passenger seat in case there's a wreck. Because when it happens, they'll be like, hey, at least he wasn't texting and driving.
Always thinking ahead.
Mm-hmm. And even if I was, I can picture now, if I get in a wreck, I have to
throw it.
What I have to do is like break a rib to get down to it and throw it over on the other side. So, but think about this and how important these texts aren't.
Right.
If for some reason you rear-end someone because you were texting and driving, let's say nobody dies, nobody gets seriously hurt, but you just rear-end someone, you're going to think to yourself, oh, so why was I texting and driving? I was so stupid. I'll never text and drive again. So just imagine that's already happened. Never text and drive again because you rear-ended someone. That's going to be so awful because it's not worth it. And if it does happen, you will have that conversation with yourself. So just have that conversation now. Sure, go and feel like you're rear-ended somebody without having to pay for it, without having anyone to be hurt, and never text and drive again. It's just not worth it. You could hit somebody walking across the street because you're looking down. And you'd be like, why was I so stupid to text and drive while I was driving the car? It isn't. How many texts do we get are really that important anyway?
Right.
Also, think about that. Let's play the numbers game. How many texts can't wait?
Zero.
Right, no text is that important. And then also, if it is an emergency, they could call you, right?
Yes. Correct. That's really what's going
to
happen.
So, and then I've got my car hooked up or my phone hooked up to where I can answer it safely. Hello?
I just have to. The hardest thing for me is not to look at scores while I'm driving.
Scores of what?
Games, especially when we got money.
What other scores would it be?
Yeah.
How many scores of what would you? Like scores of, hey, did you get the score? Or drugs?
Hey, are you scoring?
Are you settling a score?
Okay, but I didn't know which score.
Bobby, the job
all
is complete.
Them?
Yeah.
Any so score. Every score, so all year long, you struggle with scores?
Yeah.
Because there's always something?
Yes.
Okay.
Or rankings, or yes. Okay. Yes. But I just have a conversation in my head that if I would have hit somebody, I'd go, God, why was I? So in my head, I've already hit somebody and I've already had the conversation with myself. Like, oh, I don't want that to ever happen again. So I'm going to keep that from happening. It's not worth it. Don't text and drive. Amy, good job by you.
Thanks.
I like who you are.
How do you set that up, Amy? It's like automatic response.
Yeah, it's,
like
yeah, it's option right there. On your phone.
I'm gonna do that too.
Also on Instagram.
You're gonna do it too?
Why
yeah,
not?
Join
Why
the
not?
Club. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Let's do
I'm
it.
Busy right now driving. I'll text you later.
Eddie won't even be driving. I just have it on all the time. I was reading some comments from some listeners and they're like, we hate when people call in.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't agree or disagree. Sometimes I look at the phones and I'm like, oh, that might be interesting. And honest to God, sometimes it's not. And I pick up a call and we're live and I'm like, well, this call kind of sucks. Yeah, and I give Ray the fingers like to turn it down. But sometimes it's awesome. And so the general sentiment was, we don't listen to hear other people call into the show. We listen because we want to hear you be funny or you be compelling or you be... And so I just been kind of sitting with that for a couple days. That if listeners hate callers, no more callers. Listeners love callers, we put on more callers. I think in the end it comes down to me going, do I think this is going to be good, entertaining? And I will admit sometimes it is not. That is the difficult part of live radio, is that sometimes you put somebody on and sometimes they go rogue on Abby. They're like, hey, I'd like to call and I really have a positive story that I want to share. And they come on and they're talking about their pizza topping from last night. And
we're like, yeah, it's like, wait, what? I like callers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a reminder.
For us, it's a mix.
It's listening. Refreshing.
But yeah. I'm just letting you guys know I'm paying attention to what you're saying. Like, I'm picking up what you're putting down. And it's a risky segment to do. But if there's something we do that you hate, let us know.
Like 17 years ago or something, before I was even on the show, I had an hour commute to work and I would listen mm-hmm. to the Bobby Bone Show. And
weird
I called
when you refer to it as that.
What? It was, you, though. I know. Was a listener I and I called in.
I know, yeah.
And I got to work.
Patio place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Y'all were like, where are the best places to eat in Austin? Mm-hmm. I told y'all. And I went to work and I was so excited and everyone was like, who are you? What? What show?
Yeah, who?
Who?
So I enjoy talking to our listeners, but if you hate the callers, let me know. If there's another segment, not just us talking. If you just hate us talking, we're probably not the show to listen to.
Can't do anything about that.
Yeah, but if there's like certain segments, maybe you do love hate, right? You can call and let us know. Mm. One you love,
yeah.
One you hate.
Here we go.
In a kind way.
Maybe funny.
Hey, you have to call it hate.
Yeah.
We'll do that next. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. All right, we have callers on that want to tell us. I said, hey, you can tell us. And I started off by going, tell us what you don't like. Because some callers and some people saying they don't like callers. And like, tell us what you don't like, because we'll work on that. We want to be a better show for you. I guess the irony here is I said, hey, people hate callers. Let's do a bit where callers call in.
Yeah, that's pretty ironic.
Yeah. It's like Rayane. Rachel in New York. Let's go talk to Rachel, who is standing by. What's happening, Rachel?
Good morning, Bobby. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh, I love that. So I love all the different perspectives, like all the callers calling in from all over the place. Like, I'm in upstate New York, and we're not really a big country music area, so I'm a huge fan. I love listening to you guys every morning. I look forward to it. As soon as I get up, I have to turn the radio on, and I listen to you while I'm getting ready for work, while I'm doing my work, and as soon as you guys go off the air, I'm kind of bummed, but I just love hearing all the different people talking about all their different lives and all their different thoughts on what you guys do and how you do it. But, you know, I may agree, I may disagree, but I always have a smile on my face.
I appreciate that. Let's use that in the commercial. Hey, using the team.
Smile on my face.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I may think you're really stupid, but I always got a smile on my face. Yeah, that's Rachel. We put a little quote, Rachel in New York. Well, they're real idiots, and they really add nothing to the community, but they are. They put a smile on my face. Rachel, thank you. Really appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great day. I'm going to be honest. I'm looking at the screen, and they're all just want to talk about what they like.
Oh, no
hates. I thought that the requirement, though, to share what you like is to share something you don't like.
But, like, Tony in Missouri is on.
Okay, well, I'm sure he can say something.
No, great. Tony, I need you to fit something negative into this.
Yeah.
So, Tony, all I see are likes. So give me something you love, something you don't.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, for me, when we talk about love, like, I love all of the games that we play. I think if I had to go back and pick something I didn't like, it kind of revolves around, when we did, like, the football trivia against women, just kind of like the battering by Lunchbox of some of these different areas can come off a bit bitter there.
Bitter.
But for the most part, like, I absolutely love the games we play. I love that when a caller calls in, we know where they're from, because it's like a connection from, like, all across the nation. So it's like, little old me is connected to somebody listening in Seattle.
Tony,
I swear to God,
he's saying we. Yeah, but like, so
he's like, he's part of us. I love
it.
It's
I love that too.
It's the greatest compliment. He's like, we do this.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's our goal, is to hopefully you feel like a we.
It's amazing.
Also, you would think we sent these people $10 and Venmo'd them to call and give us these calls. Tony's like, I love the positivity you bring in the morning. And that's what we try to do, but it almost sounds like we put people up to saying this.
Yeah. Well, and when they use the word we, I want other listeners to know he's not.
He's a producer
he's
in the back room.
Not one of us.
He's like, hey, when I'm making the games in the back.
But it's awesome that he phrases it.
Yeah,
that way.
Tony, where in Missouri do you live?
I live in Springfield.
Man, just appreciate that call so much. And that is the greatest compliment. You consider yourself one of us because we consider you one of us. All right, have a good morning, and thanks for taking the time out of your day to give us a call on the phones here.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
On a phone, Missy in Texas.
Bobby, I just wanted to let you know my daughter, Abby, she has this podcast. I don't actually post it for her, just caveat there. But her and her friend, every day after school, come home, and they do a podcast. They're 8 years old. They're in second grade. Called Drama Talk. And they love to pretend that they're Bones. So she calls herself Abby Bones. And when they close off, they go, bye, just like you, Bobby.
I say bye.
You do?
Yeah. I feel like
I say a lot of stuff that I don't know I say sometimes. You guys are like, yeah, of course you do that.
We'll go bye.
Would you like me to record like an intro to their podcast? We can email you and they can just play it on.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay.
She would love that.
So it's called Drama Talk, right? And then it's just hosted by Abby
and Maggie.
Okay, Ray, can you give me some sort of music? We'll do it live here. We'll turn that music down. Just build me up. We're just doing this on the fly here.
This is cool.
Go ahead. Welcome to Drama Talk. Oh, it's the most dramatic talk all day, every day, with your hosts, Abby and Maggie. And now, let's get dramatic.
Yay!
Fade out.
I love it.
Okay, stay on the phone.
Post her podcast, guys.
We know.
It's okay.
It's on my clap.
No, it's just for her to play in the room. Yeah. When, like, she has a real intro. So take this.
Yep.
We'll email it to you. Will you stay on the phone for a second? We'll get your email address.
Definitely. Thank you.
We'll send you that clip, and hopefully they like it.
All right. Awesome. They're going to love it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I love looking up strange laws from time to time, and they put out a list of the top strangest ones in the U.S. right now. And the first one, it's happened to me, and it's illegal, but it's illegal to surprise send a pizza delivery to someone's house.
You moved because of that.
Yeah.
We still think it's Lunchbox?
Do we?
Did you ever?
Yeah.
What?
Amy moved.
Well, it was multiple pizzas for multiple weeks in a row, and it just freaked me out.
Amy moved. Because she thought somebody had her. And my theory is, first it was probably Tig and Daniel.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or a Lunchbox. And I do not think it's Tig and Daniel anymore. I've talked to them on air and off.
They're still think it's Lunchbox?
Hello. Have you talked to me off air?
Well, right
on
now
air?
You're not denying it very strongly.
I think it definitely could be Lunchbox, and now he's so embarrassed and ashamed of it.
He'll never admit it.
Amy moved homes because she thought somebody was kind of half stalking her.
It's here under the law. This is actually in the state of Louisiana. So, but it's considered harassment. So
that's
if someone does
pretty
that,
tasty harassment though.
Yeah. Yeah. In Arizona, it's illegal to let your donkey sleep in a bathtub.
Wow.
Yeah. In Hawaii, Alaska, Maine, and Vermont, it's illegal to have billboards because it's an attempt to preserve scenic beauty.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually one that makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah. And then in Baltimore, it's illegal to do any sort of fortune telling.
What about fortune cookies?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they can't have them. It made me think of like...
You go and you buy a ticket into the house where they give you special fortune cookies. That's what I would do as the loophole.
Yeah. Like my cousin... told you when you were going to get engaged. Mm-hmm. She did your fortune.
Yes, but she was on the phone and it was legal.
Yeah.
From another country.
Not in Baltimore.
Okay, yes.
Sure. Okay, so because of work schedules and phones, American families are spending just 37 minutes of quality time together per day. And when I saw this, I was like, honestly, that per day, that seems like a lot per day. When you put together school, the different activities that happen after school, then like trying to cook dinner, then getting ready for bed, like we sat around the table last night trying to play a game, and I think we got maybe 15, 20 minutes in, but that was our quality time for the day. And that's us getting lucky.
But I don't blame it all on phones. I don't think I had that much quality time as a kid. We had school, we had sports, we had eat dinner by yourself, you know. We didn't sit around the radio and play checkers.
Yeah.
So I think that's just something that happens with the family. It gets harder and harder to spend time together. I don't blame it on phones. I enjoy phones, and I will fight for the phone.
But exactly. But I mean, when you're a dad, like you might be like, oh, okay, I'm still over here on my
I think I would have been phone. That way regardless. Phones or not, I think the struggle would still be there. We're not spending enough quality time together. I mean, in the 80s, the 90s, there was always a let's have dinner as a family movement because they felt they weren't spending enough time because people were at the TV too much.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't even know. I want dinner on the table, but honestly, with all the things, and like I don't know how it's possible.
I want to eat
around from
my phone to feed me as I watch it. I want to look at my phone and be fed. All right, what else?
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal denies that Taylor Swift's song, All Too Well, is about him. He says that it's about Taylor's relationship with her fans, which I don't know.
Deflecting.
It really feels like it's about Jake. I don't know. But he also said that he would really like her supporters to get it together, and she needs to take a certain level of responsibility and have them be civil and not cyberbully people because he got attacked after that video came out.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get cyberbullied, so I don't want to say anything.
Yeah. Stay quiet.
I'll be honest with you. I'm all good. Hey, Swifties, A-OK with me.
We good.
We good.
All right.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
17-year-old Luke moved from Brazil to Massachusetts, had no idea it was going to be that cold, so he didn't have a jacket. But luckily, his high school had a donation program, so he got a jacket from them. He's wearing it one day, and he reaches in his pocket, and he says, "What is this?" a pair of Gucci watches, a diamond, an emerald bracelet,
a diamond?
And what? Two diamond rings. He's like, oh my gosh. He's like,
a loose diamond.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he looks at the jacket and he says, there's nothing on here except the name Dave. He made some phone calls, called the donation place. They tracked down Dave. They found Dave and said, hey, we have your jacket and there was some stuff in there. And Dave was so thankful. He's an older guy. He said, oh my gosh, those rings, that was my wife's wedding ring and another ring she had. She just recently died. And the rest of the jewelry is my mother's. Thank you so much. Here's audio of Dave getting his jacket.
It was the wedding ring I bought my wife. It meant the world that my daughters got their mother's stuff back.
Wow.
That sounds like a mobster to me.
Yeah, because his accent.
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't know. I think he's in.
It was my mom.
Yeah, you know, still saying, Slick Polly told me. I mean, maybe my wife told me if I didn't get it back.
There's two dudes in the back. Yeah. What he said.
We agree with them.
We loved his mom.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, Dave, let's go swim with the fishies. I mean, he's a friend of ours.
Hey, Dave got his stuff back.
Yeah, we like that. That's because his story's probably true.
Yeah.
But he did sound like John Gotti a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
A little bit.
All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right. It's Thursday, so we do the morning corny, but we try to figure it out. We have 90 seconds to figure out Amy's morning corny, and what we call the investigative corny.
The morning corny.
Why did the vegetable boat sink?
Okay. Carrots.
Turnip.
Peppers.
Banana boat.
Turned up. Why did the vegetable boat sink?
Cauliflower.
Broccoli. Lettuce.
Lettuce astray.
Okay, let's think about sinking things.
Okay.
The bottom of the sea. Bottom of the lake.
Kale.
The
vegetable salad.
Why did the vegetable boat sink?
Cucumber.
Why do boats sink? I think there's something we gotta turn into the vegetable.
Anchovies.
Why do boats sink?
They tip over.
Tip Hole. Over. Crash.
Overflow.
They sink if.
Water chestnut.
Wait.
Water chestnuts. I've heard of many boats sinking.
Crash.
Why do vegetable boats sink? Why do boats sink? Okay, let me think about boats.
I can't. Why do they run out of gas?
Our flat bottom would
tip over.
Sink if they're like the plug. We let the plug out.
Okay.
So if there was like a hole in the boat.
Hey, what about squash? It got squashed.
15 seconds.
Oh my gosh, we got nothing.
It's got to be something with how the boat goes down.
Because why did the vegetable boat sink?
Yeah, I mean it's got to be that
big. Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Too heavy.
Splat.
We don't have it.
I thought you'd have this.
Eggplanted.
We're out of time.
Bobby, you're so close.
But everything I said, they looked at me like I was stupid.
What was he close with?
Okay, let's
see. Pulling the plug out of the boat?
No. I said the boat would.
Our flat bottom
would go down if you didn't plug it in the back. That's also how you got rid of the water.
Right, but how do you tie that to vegetable?
Here we go.
The morning corny.
Why did the vegetable boat sink?
Why?
It was full of leaks.
What are leaks?
What is a leak?
L-E-E-K-S.
Never heard of that vegetable.
Well, that's
your problem.
Vegetable.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Is it though?
They have that at the grocery store.
I wouldn't know a leak if it hit me in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
I think.
Really?
Now that you say that, I'm like, I assume that's a vegetable.
Dang.
But I don't think I would know. I don't even know what one looks like.
Amy, that was too smart for us.
Oh, okay.
What family's a leak in?
A leak.
Let me see.
A leek. They have them at the grocery store, and it looks like a big green onion, kind
of. Oh, you know what? I think those are big green onions. All right, this happened to Amy's quote-unquote friend. My theory is she's her friend, but okay. What happened to your friend?
Well, you know it didn't happen to me because, well, I have my car.
Okay.
So my friend went to eat, and as she's approaching the restaurant, she gets flagged down by the valet kind of early on, I guess. In her mind, she thought, I guess she's trying to get ahead of things here. Has on a jacket, gives her a ticket, and says, validate this inside the restaurant and your parking's free. So she hands over her car and her keys and she goes into the restaurant. She tells the hostess she needs to validate the ticket. And the hostess says, we don't have valet.
Oh.
She goes back out and he's gone.
What?
Her car got stolen. She filed a police report and everything. Like,
Isn't that wild?
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
That someone would wear a coat, be out, no mask on their face, meaning not a robbing mask. You're going to steal a car right in the middle of everything in front of a restaurant?
Amy, was it a really nice car?
Did she talk to the person?
No, it was just a normal car. Stole it. Like, normal.
And did they find it? Or they have it back?
Not that I know of yet. Maybe they're going to get it back.
How brave of that person, yeah. too.
Well, you know, if this is either this is their first time trying it and they got super lucky, or it's worked before and they're like, okay, and it's their thing.
They wear a coat and they steal cars. But then what do you do with the car? I literally don't know. What do you do with
sell
the car?
Sell it, strip it.
Yeah.
That's usually what they do.
It ends up in Mexico, stripped.
But who do you sell it to? Like, I need to know this stuff.
Black market, man.
But how? Everyone says that, but where?
People
how?
Know. Yeah. People know. They could call in and tell us either because they've done it or it's happened to them or
imagine?
They work in law enforcement.
I still do it.
You trade it for drugs?
Yeah. It happens.
Or you use it in a crime.
Yep.
That way they don't trace it to you.
Pull an ATM down the street.
You guys are a little too knowledgeable about this.
We've heard stories.
Yeah, I can't believe that actually happened.
And after it happened, I was like researching. And this is a thing that has happened too. So it's not, I know it seems like it's in a movie, but it's real. And
so
just
what's
to be
the
more,
takeaway here? How do we make ourselves less prone to being taken advantage of?
Well, I felt like, okay, this could for sure happen to me, especially if I'm running late and the valet conveniently comes to me and
I pull
is
up
like,
to my house and there's a guy with a bag. Hey, I'm here. You're, oh, okay, well,
and,
here.
And tells me that if I validate the ticket, it's free, so I don't even consider not giving him because maybe I don't want to pay the $20 or whatever it is. So I would say make sure there's a valet stand or like an umbrella. I don't know. Or just say.
An umbrella.
Umbrella's good.
Umbrella really sells
the umbrella is basically the blue check mark of Instagram. If they have an umbrella, you know. That
I know. I don't know. But just don't hand over your car and leave your keys in so quickly. Like make sure. Like, oh, you're the valet.
Maybe or the stand.
Pull yes, over and wait until you see people.
I need to
people.
See your valet badge, please, sir. Please show it to me.
Yeah. Or you see people like running.
Well,
I want to
no,
see you
giving...
No, that means they're running from the police. I mean.
No, I'm going to say, I'm going to wait here until I see you pull around another car or something.
By that point, I could have parked myself.
Yeah.
Okay, but thank you for the heads up that we just need to be more aware.
Yes.
And I cannot believe that happened to your friend. Why you is he driving a rental car today? Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle. It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. I'm not a big road rage guy, mostly because I know I mess up too. And so, unless somebody's just doing it on purpose, and you don't really know that, I tend to not get too mad. Sometimes I freak out if someone almost hits me. But you ever watch somebody in your rear view, and like you're stopped, and they're coming a little too hot, and you're oh my God, here it comes.
Oh yeah.
And they stop just in time.
Freaking out the whole time.
And there's nowhere you can go because there's a car in front of you. And sometimes they go up on the side.
Yeah.
Most times that's not me. It's the person behind me. A couple times it's been me.
Yeah, it's been me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not a big road rage person. Eddie is, and we'll go back to him in a second. But in a video, the unidentified suspect is seen lashing out at a victim who goes by Amaro in a McDonald's parking lot in Richmond. So, a furious woman rams a mother of two's car outside of a McDonald's for cutting her off before running the woman over, too.
Wow.
I'm going to break it down. I'm going to break the play down for you here.
Man.
The suspect cut in front of the person who was in the line. The suspect then started throwing items, including a water bottle, at the other car. Then she goes back inside of her vehicle and rams the car. Then the person who was in line gets out in front of the car and is like, hey, what's going on? I'm not letting you drive away from the scene. So then the suspect accelerates and runs over the person with the front bumper.
Oh.
Wow.
So gets mad that they got cut, starts throwing stuff, rams them, and then runs them over. The suspect then got out of the vehicle and punched the person several times before driving away.
Of course.
But it's just unidentified suspect. Surely they got to know who this is from Daily Mail. That's all the things.
Yeah. There's so much underlying anger there. Like it really...
Like what happened to them earlier in the day.
Yeah, like she just has to, or like she's carrying around something, and then road rage is where it comes out. I think that's what road rage is, underlying anger elsewhere in your life that presents itself in those circumstances, and you lose control.
Eddie, as someone who suffers from road rage and at times does really dumb things even with your kids in the car, do you feel that?
No, I disagree with that 100%. I'm having a great day. It's just when someone is driving recklessly or doing something that I go into vigilante. What's it called?
Why do you say it?
Vigilante
now
mode.
Now he's saying it's vigilante.
So like, I'll give you an example.
Are you Batman?
The
Batman of the road?
We're all driving on two lanes, right? And there's a car and I can see my rear view late for work or something passing everyone left and right. I'm like, oh, here he comes. And he starts passing me on the turning lane to my left. So I act like, well, you know what? I need a turn too. So I block him.
You mean to the right?
On the left. You know, when you're driving, there's a turning lane.
Oh, got it. You're not on the interstate.
In the middle.
Yeah.
So I get in the middle turning lane. I just stop right there and keep my left blinker on.
But why?
Because that could have created an accident too. No, worse than anything he was doing.
He needs to slow down. He's putting everyone in danger. And that's when I get in. See, I'm not even road rage. I'm trying to help everyone else on the road.
No, you get angry. That's an angry move. That's like it's underlying something. Underlying is that you don't know it's there. So I'm not surprised that Eddie disagreed with what I'm saying. It's because it's underlying.
Huh. And to your point, Amy, when Eddie gets upset, he does go into his garage and just breaks things.
Bones, I did that once. Maybe
no,
twice.
You said you liked breaking
you
brooms.
You like breaking things and brooms. So there's something in you. Let's talk about it. We brought in a therapist. Come on in. No, I'm just kidding. Eddie looked at the door.
Hey, good segment.
Where is it? I mean, I thought about it. It's just like, I get in this mode where I feel like, you know, I can't do something about a situation. I get frustrated.
What about when you screw up on the road?
I have a lot of grace because
You just said
What I'm saying is I never cut people off or do anything like that. there's accidental times where I have to cut someone off because I was spacing and, oh my gosh, I got to get in the right lane to exit.
And what if someone did to you the crap that you're doing to others?
Yeah.
I would understand it.
Okay. Hey, he's like, I give myself grace.
But how do you know the difference? You can't roll down the window and be like, hey, what was your reason for doing that?
I would just say chill out.
Okay. Just mind my own is what you're saying?
A wise man once said, don't start no S, won't be no S.
Oh.
So let people do their thing unless they're hurting somebody. You could cause an accident worse than they ever would.
Yeah, trying to block someone from weaving in and out.
I slowed him down. I slowed him down.
Okay, so now he's like proud of himself.
Everybody, when you start to feel road rage, just think about how dumb Eddie sounds in this segment.
They're probably like, I would have done the same thing.
Eddie thinks he's a vigilante. You heard him.
Vigilante.
But people with it, they don't see it. It's almost like they're in denial. Like, listen to him. They don't see it, and they have to want to see it and want to.
Yeah, the first step is acknowledgement.
Bones, you know when like the Razorbacks lose?
That's the only time I feel rage. It's the only time I feel rage. I see red. If we lose a close game, I see red, and I hate everybody that ever had an association with the other school that just beat us for the whole life.
I feel the same way when I see someone do something wrong on the road.
Okay.
I'm going to play you sounds from the 2000s. For example, if you hear this sound right here. What is that?
Like a Nokia?
That's it. Nokia ringtone. You would have got a point.
Wow.
Wow. I would have just said ringtone.
That was my first phone. Nokia
ringtone would have been the answer. Now I want to put Ashley on. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Bobby. Morning, studio.
Morning.
If you pick the right person, you will win this toaster.
Wow.
And a Beanie Baby from my collection.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's quite the day, huh? Okay, so you have three options here. You have Amy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Lunchbox.
Man, I am ready to toast your toast, girl.
Lunchbox what? Or Eddie.
What up, what up?
They will hear sounds from the 2000s.
Like Amy.
What?
Whomever gets the most wins, and if you pick the right person, you also win. Okay, Ashley?
Okay.
Go ahead, pick somebody.
I'm going to go with Amy, because I absolutely love Amy.
Okay.
Whatever. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get you that
you
toaster.
You can win her that toaster.
I know.
You burn your toast now.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Write your answer down. Number one.
Ouch. Ow! That really hurts.
What is that from?
Oh, that's great.
Ow.
What is
that? Write your answer down. That is a famous sound from the 2000s. Right now, Eddie's struggling.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, what happens when we play young people games?
Eddie, what do you have?
Band-Aid commercial.
Oh. Wow, he really didn't know. I thought he was just kind of joking.
Lunchbox.
Charlie bit my finger.
Amy.
Oh, damn.
Charlie bit me.
Yes. That's Charlie Bit My Finger.
Is that a YouTube video?
The famous YouTube video from 2007.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We all reenacted it and made our own video.
Next up, name this sound from the 2000s.
It's your primitive sweating yet. It's your primitive sweating yet.
Everybody's writing it down. Eddie?
Yeah, that's Missy Misdemeanor. Reverse it. No?
No good!
Yeah.
No good!
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
It's Missy Elliott.
I need to name the song.
Oh, you need the name of the song?
Yeah, you didn't hear me?
I'll give you five seconds for her theme song. Mm-hmm. Yep.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Boom. No good! What? Amy.
I have Missy Elliott, Flip It and Reverse It.
No good!
Okay. Put your thing down, flip it.
It's work it.
Work it.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. And then...
Flip it and reverse it. Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Well, close enough.
All right, Amy won, Lunchbox won, Eddie zero.
I have...
You have one.
You have one.
We've only done two.
But I feel like I got that one
okay.
just now.
So did I.
Well, I feel like I got it. I thought button fly, but it ain't happening. You know what I'm saying?
What?
What'd you say?
Here we go.
What?
I don't know what he said.
Number three. I said I feel like I have wings that will grow out of my butt and fly, but that ain't happening.
Got it.
Oh. You hit it again.
That sound is from 2001.
Oh, that's
Lunchbox sounds like he's using the bathroom.
Yes.
I don't know.
That was tough.
Okay, Amy.
2001.
Answer.
I don't know. Blockbuster.
Lunchbox.
Netflix.
Eddie, to get back in this and tie it up.
Please.
Go.
Please tell me I have this. Is this Windows Startup?
Correct.
Yeah!
Number 4 of 7. Here we go. Okay. Okay. Lunchbox.
Pokemon Go.
Amy.
Farmland.
Farmville.
Farm. Shoot, I called it
Bones,
farmland.
Don't give it to her.
I never played that.
You can't give it to me. I wrote it down.
What'd you write down?
Farmland.
Eddie?
Nah, man, that's Angry Birds.
Angry Birds, yeah! It is. It's Angry Birds. It's Angry Birds.
Yeah!
There are.
I never played that.
Three remaining.
Hey, I'm back.
You're back. Eddie is now in the lead.
Hey, Eddie, I'm glad. Hey, I don't care as long as Amy don't win. We didn't get picked. Okay. So it's whoever didn't get picked.
Oh, that's true.
Next
that's
up.
I am.
Like five different things went through my head and changed as that went.
You can only write one down.
I know.
Write your answers down, guys.
I guess I was not alive in the
2000s. That's it.
The year 2000.
This wasn't in the 90s.
The year 2000, no.
Oh my gosh.
This wasn't.
Lots of stuff.
All right, guys. Everybody in? Amy?
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons?
I know that's not right, but do you hear it in the beginning, though?
No.
No.
Yeah. Play it.
The Simpsons.
But
that's
then,
good.
Just because you guys sang over it. No,
but then it goes into keep playing dun, it. Dun,
dun, oh, wait, hold on. We got to get the answer. Hold on. We're not going to play what it almost is.
Lunchbox. It's when the blizzard's rolling in. It's frozen.
Incorrect.
I know. But if you hear it in the beginning, play it.
Eddie.
Nah, man. That's the castle, and it's the beginning of Disney movies.
Correct.
Disney. But that's not just in the 2000s,
Disney.
Though.
It's when it started 2000. Yeah.
Disney's? I thought Disney started in 19.
No, it's when that sound.
I okay. should have just put Disney.
Next up.
Frozen.
Don't hate, guys.
What's that sound from? What is that?
What
sounds from the 2000s. 2001 is this. And this could have been me.
What do you mean by that?
That could have been me making that sound. It's not, it wasn't, but I'm saying that could have been me making that sound.
Okay.
Could have been you making that sound.
Lunchbox?
Typewriter.
Amy?
Duck calls.
Eddie?
Yeah, Budweiser commercial.
It's the iPod wheel.
The
yeah,
what?
When the iPod
oh,
came out.
Oh, yes.
That's how I used to navigate on it. Yeah, that's the iPod wheel.
Struggling. I thought it was the, maybe 2000 was too early for, what's that show? Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, that was a good guess, that's... though.
If you Final hear, I hear one.
What?
Familiar at all?
Whoa.
Huh?
All right, everybody in? In, friends?
I'm in.
In.
Yeah, I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
That's the Apple iPhone unveiling. Yeah! Amy? Nailed it.
Amy?
I just have Apple, the company.
I need to talk to Mike and see what he thinks.
Yeah, see, you got to be more specific.
You do?
Eddie?
Yeah, we've had to be specific.
Because I don't think it's the phone.
Eddie?
It's the computer.
Eddie?
I mean, I have Farmville. So I'm out of this.
It's not Farmville. And the final question worth 5 points. Mike, are we going to accept him? No, because Nintendo Wii.
Oh, you're way off, dude. You're way off.
Oh, this is depressing.
Eddie, you won!
Oh, my God!
Let's go!
Oh, my God! Oh, gosh! She doesn't get the toaster.
She got burned! Hey!
Like the toast.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the whole joke.
Dang, I feel so
hey,
bad.
Hey, y'all actually see
no,
this
feel,
time.
I feel
tow,
terrible.
Tow, tow! Tow, tow! Tow, tow! Tow!
Woo-woo! I'm a hater. He's
Ashley,
such a hater.
You didn't win.
Ashley, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
We're sorry,
no
Ashley.
No excuses.
Ashley, next time you pick me?
Yeah, Eddie wins most games.
I mean.
But I still could have. It was just a few.
Yeah, there was
ones.
A couple
you
of
lost, you only got 1 point of the whole seven.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh.
You nailed that Nokia ringtone and thought I mean, you were.
I got the example yeah. right. Okay.
Ashley, I'm very sorry. You didn't win.
It's okay. I'm just glad I got to call in.
Hey, Ashley, you want to give anybody a shout out?
Oh, I thought you were about to volunteer to buy her a toaster, Amy. I was like, wow, you are crazy. That'd have been real nice, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give a shout out to my sister, Bailey Hall. She's at work right now. I was headed down to class right now, but she's actually the one who turned me on to y'all's show. I was a sophomore in high school when I started listening, and now I'm 20, and I'm going to my sophomore education class.
Oh, that's awesome.
Down here
wow.
in the Woodlands, so.
Well, thank you very much. You live near Houston, so we yeah. appreciate you listening and calling and just being one of our friends. So thank you, and I hope you have a cool day. I don't know who says that, a cool
thank
day.
Thank y'all.
I don't know.
You just did.
I don't know.
Now
I was trying to relate to the kid. I know. She's 20, and I'm like, hey.
Cool
hey,
with the kid.
Hey, young human. I hope it's a cool day. What's wrong with me? Oh, no. We just felt me get older in one single second. All right, Ashley, have a good day. Or a cool day. I should just start saying that now. Have a cool day. I'm such an idiot.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle,
then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
All right, so we have two different people on the show that reached out to me. First of all, Eddie, the second of all, Raymundo. And they both came to me with a similar story about Lunchbox. So Eddie's,
about me?
Yeah, Eddie's note, same story. They both brought the same thing, but different times.
Let's hear it.
Eddie said, Lunchbox is making the show look bad in public. That's from him. Ray said, went to lunch with Lunchbox and got a taste of LB's celebrity status.
That's funny.
So they both have their version of the story. Eddie, I'll let you go first.
Yes, we go to lunch. It's us three. And I mean, we walk in, we order our food. It's a pizza place. And then we sit down, we're talking, and the food comes. And not even the server, just the guy out of the kitchen who's delivering the food. He puts the pizza in front of Lunchbox, and Lunchbox looks at me, that's not my pizza. And the guy said, well, that's what you ordered, the sausage, pepperoni. He's like, that's not mine. I ordered the large. And the attitude was, the guy had no idea what to do. He's like, sir, look, here's the receipt. There's the size you ordered, the toppings. And he gets frustrated.
Was he angry immediately?
Lunchbox started to turn red and said, I'm not eating that pizza. That's not what I ordered. And he pointed to me and Ray's pizza, which was the extra large one. He goes, that's the size I want. And I mean, he starts making a huge deal in this restaurant. Everyone can hear.
Okay. So is that your story?
Yes.
Raymundo, I'd like for you to share your version of the story.
What do you remember happening with the pizza?
Yeah, lunch totally screwed up the size. It was like, it wasn't small, medium, and large. It was 16, 18, 24. And lunch just screwed up the numbers and said 16, which is actually a small. It sounds big. And so he ordered a small when he thought he ordered a large.
So the guy brings the pizza out. Then how did Lunchbox treat the guy from the kitchen?
That's not my pizza.
I told you. I'm not exaggerating.
But, no,
but guys, realize that he turned his shoulder to him like, I'm not even looking at that pizza because it's not mine.
Oh, you wouldn't even look at it.
Correct.
Look, here's what happened. I went up to the counter and I said, oh, I don't know what size that is, but that sounds too small. I'll take the larger pizza. And then I went and sat down. So when this guy comes up, I'm facing my left talking to everyone. He comes up on my right shoulder and he puts this tiny pizza there. Like, you know, you go to
you ordered?
Like a personal little?
Yeah, like you go to a baseball game and you get that little box of pizza. It was that small.
That you ordered?
And I said, no, because I said the larger pizza. And
you say it that way?
Like, yes. Exactly.
Say it right now how you said it
there. I said, I don't know what size that number is. I said, but I'll take the larger one.
At the counter.
Yes, which is the bigger pizza of the two options. And so I was like, cool, I'm going to get the larger pizza. And it comes, and it's that small one you get at baseball games. And I just looked at it over my right shoulder and said, that's not my pizza.
So you wouldn't look at the pizza?
Because it's not my pizza.
Once you looked at it, then it's like you bought it.
Well, because I didn't want to
see it, you buy it.
I didn't want to breathe on it and him be like, oh, sorry, sir, you breathed on it. You have to eat that pizza. Oh.
Because that happens.
Because you truly thought he accidentally brought someone else's pizza.
I truly thought he brought someone else's pizza. And he goes, aren't you order number 54? I was like, I don't know what number I am. Okay, well, no one else ordered pizza, so I said, fine, man, I'll just eat it. Whatever.
You said it that way?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why? Because I was so hungry that I ordered the larger pizza. They messed up my order because the girl at the front, she's too busy with her earbuds in her dang ears that she doesn't want to pay attention to the customers.
Lunchbox is yelling at the sky right now.
I mean, what's annoying about this is it's her fault because did she have earbuds in?
She had earbuds in.
She had earbuds in. So obviously she's not paying attention to the customer.
Did she get your order right, Eddie?
She got it to the T. It was perfect.
Did she get Ray's order right?
She got mine right, but she definitely didn't understand Eddie. Eddie got a free water because she didn't know he wanted a water, so Eddie just grabbed it from the freezer.
Yeah, some sparkling water, so Eddie got a free water.
That part
she was like, yeah. She was like, oh, I'll just keep it. So she wasn't paying attention. So she screwed up, and so I was frustrated. When someone doesn't do their job, I'm mad. And I didn't, and so, yes, I jumped on the guy from the kitchen. Probably not his fault, but when you bring me the small pizza when I order the larger pizza, I'm frustrated. And I'm frustrated now because I was so hungry.
And Bones, that rant you just heard, he did that at the table.
I thought that y'all were exaggerating and that he would come on and sort of redeem himself in a way, but he's confirmed, I think I've asked twice, that was the tone you were using, and he's like, yes! So like,
yes, you have to let them know that you're frustrated.
No, you don't. You
are
can
people
be like,
not allowed to mess up?
Or did
you
mess up?
Or
though.
Did you mess up?
He messed up.
I didn't mess up.
He said, I'll take the larger one.
But that to me says nothing. That says there are three sides. If there is a 16, I don't remember, 20 and a 22, you have to say 22.
Or
I think the larger one's actually the middle. There's that one, the larger and the largest.
Right. Take the larger one.
No, this was a specialty pizza, so they had two sizes.
Oh, dang, fru-fru.
I mean, it wasn't just a plain. No, no.
You make it
are
low.
You?
No,
oh, wait.
No.
Hold on.
There was like plain pepperoni, you know, had three sizes, but this had like pepperoni and sausage and something, so they only had two sizes. So, Your Honor, can I call a witness?
Amy, go ahead. What are you going to ask?
Well, I was going to ask if he's hungry right now.
Is that what
sounds like it?
I'm like, why is get a he Snickers so bar, angry? Bro. Who's your witness?
Oh, there's a bald guy in the back.
Oh, Scuba?
Oh, yeah. Scuba.
Why are you him in here?
I'm busy. What do you want?
Scuba, did I order the larger pizza or did the guy... Who screwed up?
First off, he handled it the wrong way. I was sitting next to him. It was very embarrassing.
Yeah, the ordering part happens all the time.
Yeah,
it's
you
how,
make
you
mistakes.
Treat, how you treat a person when they come up who didn't mess it up.
Exactly. Yeah, the guy had nothing to do with it and he's yelling at him.
Hey, plus, never mind. I don't want this witness because I thought he was going to back me up.
I thought he was going to come here and defend me.
Orders get messed up all the time, but go ahead.
I was getting to my point here. Yes, and plus you're messing with food. I never want to mess with my food because they get spit in it, whatever. But he was 100% correct. When we initially ordered, he did say he wanted a larger one, which was size 18 or whatever it was. She just was not paying attention at all because I had the same issue.
Thank you.
She wasn't listening to anything I had to say.
But I don't think
about
our beef is really that you ordered wrong. Ours is really how you treated
it.
Somebody.
Like yeah. When someone comes and brings you it and you just turn away from them, you're like, not my pizza.
That's not mine.
I won't look at it because I heard the rule. You breathe it, you buy it. So I will refuse to turn my chair around.
Yeah, it's just
training. Yeah, like
it's
just
it's just treating the person like a human.
Whatever. I mean,
what did you learn from this lunchbox? Really, what did you learn from this segment?
Hey, ma'am, can you take your headphones out so I can order my pizza?
Oh, boy.
All right. That wasn't really the message, but okay, maybe that's what you learned to make sure they don't confuse your
order. Is your wife embarrassed?
She wasn't there.
But well, clearly this isn't the first time you behaved this way.
Clearly.
No, I mean, she's not embarrassed.
Were you guys embarrassed that he was acting this way, honestly?
Yes, so embarrassed.
Scuba, you were too?
It was very embarrassing. Like, you can't treat people that way. It was really, and if you are a celebrity, now they know you as this jerk.
No, because when
but
you
good
are
for you, you're not, so yeah. They don't. So, hey, at least you won that one. When I was a kid, I had to remember everybody's phone numbers. That's something that kids don't have to do anymore. But when I was a kid, if I wanted to call my buddies, and I still have a lot of those numbers memorized from when I was 9 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do?
Most, if not all.
Huh.
I could call my friend Evan's home right now.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could not.
So, because we didn't have cell phones and there wasn't a way to store a number. Unless you had like a speed dial on your touch tone, which is what they used to be called. Mm-hmm. You definitely didn't have the number stored. So if you're upper 30s, 40 and over, there was a day when you had to remember a phone number to actually call it. But now cell phones have made that pretty obsolete where you don't have to remember anybody's number ever. Like, think about what numbers you've learned in the past 10 years that you have actually had to learn. Amy, do you have any?
I mean, like a few.
Like what?
Mine when I get a new cell phone
okay,
number.
Okay, but let's eliminate
like,
that's ours.
Hard.
Okay.
I mean, that's always hard now. No, I haven't. There's nothing I can think of that I have had. Like, even my daughter now has a cell phone. I don't know the number.
I don't know Kaylin's cell phone number.
I should know it.
Well, you should get that.
It's almost like I have GPS in my car. I don't know how to get anywhere because I just get in and go, boop, push the button and go.
Oh, that's true.
So what's happening is technology is making things so easy that if it does regress a bit, we're all going to be dum-dums and not know how to do anything.
And memorizing is so good for our brains, and we hardly have to do it anymore.
Had to remember any numbers?
I just recently learned my wife's number because I had to. I'm like, all right, I've gone years not knowing this, so I finally know it. But my son has a phone, too. Like, I don't know that number. Mm. I'm with Amy.
In a new poll, people were asked how many phone numbers they had memorized, other than their own. That didn't count. 31% of people said zero. I'm surprised it's not higher than that because I don't know any.
Well, I have my husband's memorized, but he's had it since 2006 or something.
I that's pretty good. I know lunchboxes because we used to give it up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
We had a whole big voice guy going, 210. Okay. It just went on.
What else did the voice guy say?
And then it was if lunchbox did something to be punished, we would just hit the button. And it was his legitimate cell phone number. And he would get calls day and night. Mm-hmm. Early in the morning, late at night.
It would ring 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's never stopped.
Same number?
Same number.
Do some people still call you?
I still get texts. Hey, man, EML, just wanted to see how you're doing.
Which EML was the term we used for our early morning listeners 10 years ago.
Yep.
Hilarious.
38% said they had two. 19% said they know up to five.
Wow.
Those little Einsteins. And then only 1% of people said they know more than 10 phone numbers. Like, why are you memorizing phone numbers? Now I'm suspicious. It's gone the other way. I'm like, what are you up to over there? But back in the day, and I don't think Morgan ever lived in this time where you had to memorize everybody's phone numbers.
No, we had like caller ID. So, and then we had cell phones. That was about all we had.
Look at you. I'm not even 30.
I mean, I do remember my mom and dad's because I had to in case I was at school and got in trouble. But
yeah,
besides that was it.
Yes, still me
I know
now.
Theirs.
Yeah, still me now.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Toronto, Canada. Police got reports of some drug dealing going on in a house, so they show up, knock on the door, talk to the two guys, like, nah, man, not us. But they can see the drugs on the table, a lot of cash.
No, not
and
us.
They're like, no, man, we were using those. But then there was a note next to it that said how to become a good drug dealer, and it had an itemized list on what they needed to do.
Oh, no.
I mean, they have drug dealing for dummies out, too.
They were organized, you know. Wow. They had a list going. Committed.
They're like, nah, not us. Someone walks up and buys it from them. Right with the car. No, still, not us. This is our cousin. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Bobby Bones.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals
will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.